Welcome to your daily news brief, September 24th, 2020. Business. California requires all new vehicles to be zero emission by 2035, a decision that will further support electric and alternative fuel car production. WeWork sells majority stake in its Chinese business to local private equity firm TrustBridge Partners, retaining a minority stake. Zhongshan Shan, owner of Tongfu Spring, a bottled water manufacturer, became the richest person in China with net worth of $60 billion, overtaking Jack Ma, Alibaba's founder. Shares in GoodRx, a telemedicine platform and mobile app that tracks prescription drug prices, rose 50% on its trading day on Wednesday, giving the company a $19 billion valuation. GoodRx reported $55 million of profit and revenues of $257 million in the first half of 2020. Yesterday was the first day of trading for GoodRx. GOAT, a U.S. marketplace for buying and selling sneakers and streetwear, raised $100 million at a valuation of $1.75 billion. Cineworld, the world's second largest cinema chain, with almost 10,000 screens in 11 countries, reported a $1.6 billion loss for the first half of 2020 due to lockdowns, and said it may need to raise more money in the event of further restrictions. Revenues fell to $700 million in the first half of the year versus $2.2 billion for the same period last year. Tech. Palantir, a U.S. software company specializing in big data analytics, will begin trading in the 10 to 20 billion valuation range on September 30th. The company plans to have 1 billion revenue this year. TikTok filed for court injunction against the app's removal from the U.S. app stores, which is planned for this Sunday. The company also applied in China for a license to export technologies under the recently changed law. Krafton, a company behind the popular game PUBG, is planning to go public at a $26 billion valuation. Finance. JP Morgan will pay $1 billion to the US authorities for manipulating treasuries as well as gold, silver, and other metal markets. Traders were placing false orders to move markets between 2007 and 2016 in what prosecutors describe as a massive multi-year scheme. Robinhood, a no-fee stock trading app, raised $660 million in Series G financing to support its core product, customer experience, and new offering like cash management and recurring investments, valuing the company at $12 million. Greenlight Financial, a U.S. company offering debit cards for kids that parents can manage via an app, raised $215 million at a $1.2 billion valuation. Timur Turlov, aged 32, founder of U.S.-listed Kazakh brokerage Freedom Holding, became a billionaire as company's shares are up 70% year-to-date. Economy. IFO Institute published strong September business confidence numbers for Germany and France. Norway's central bank said it will hold rates at zero for 2 years. Markets. S&P fell 2.4%, while Nasdaq fell 3% on Wednesday, with tech stocks leading the decline, as the Fed chairman again said a new round of stimulus is needed to support the recovery, while Donald Trump hinted that if he doesn't win, the elections are rigged, and there will be no transfer of power. Futures are down less than 0.5% today. FTSE 100 and Eurostoxx 600 rose 1% and 0.5% on Wednesday. Today they are down 0.3%. CSI 300 closed down 2% today, while Nikkei fell 1%. US strengthened against the euro, currently at 116.50. Pound dollar unchanged at 127.45. Gold fell slightly at 1860 currently. WTI oil unchanged at 40. Science. The Nobel Foundation said today that the Nobel Prize has increased to $1.1 million. Thank you for listening. For today's news summary, visit patreon.com/morningmeeting.